Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time.
Wait, I have the wrong controller. Here we go. Here we go.
Now it's time.
Now it's time.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
There's one more. Shout out to the texter who said she's added all of the Slacker Show theme songs to her.
She was hyped about that one too.
To her
she was
workout
like,
playlist.
Yeah, so good.
She's
so
like,
good.
She's binge listening to the Jealous song about angry texters, and she called it the Law and Order Gunk Gunk. That's now part of the News or Nope theme.
Cool.
So we'll keep creating theme songs for you if you keep listening.
I do have to make a correction as to yesterday's News or Nope.
Oh my God. I swear to God, if you didn't do this, I was coming over the table.
Oh, I have no problem
Where
admitting
what I'm... Where did you get your information from?
No, it literally said it was canceled at first, and then they decided...
We announced on News or Nope that Grammys were gonzo.
Because they did decide that, and then they were like, no, we can use this as a charity event and like raise money. So Grammys are back on February 2nd.
In all likelihood, the Grammys were never off... And Aaron
probably.
Got it wrong.
Yeah, probably.
We vet our sources on News or Nope. I trust
our
her.
Sources.
I trust her.
We're literally on TikTok. Getting the, that's where Aaron gets her news.
I got that one from Instagram.
For like 7 more days, Aaron gets her news from there. And now, will we be more credible when TikTok shuts down, do you
no.
think? Because you're going to go to Red Dot or whatever it's
I'm
called?
I'm already there. Oh, but I'm already there.
Is it called Red Dot?
Red Note.
Red Note.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. By the way, you skipped all the stuff. You didn't do any of it. Watch.
Well, because I had to make a correction.
I know.
Yeah.
Watch.
Now, but now today is News or Nope. Begin.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
There it is.
We don't do this often on News or Nope, but a very happy birthday is in order for role model, all around good guy.
It is not my birthday. I feel so weird. You got the Grammy story wrong, and now you're doing a hype story. It's March 28th, dude.
No,
March 28th.
This is to everyone's favorite family man. Happy 56th birthday to Dave Grohl.
Is that
Is it really his birthday?
It really is his birthday.
And did you just call him everyone's favorite family man?
Mm. Hold on, I'm seeing some stories.
It is funny, I sent a gif of him today to one of our label reps.
Nobody has more of the schadenfreude. You know what that is?
I do.
Where you take pleasure in other people's demise.
Yeah.
Then everyone thinks TX's a nice person. He's not.
He's not.
He's got the schadenfreude.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
Because he just, like, Dave Grohl's demise.
He is waiting for the day. Like, you don't understand how excited he was when we were like, Ryan Reynolds might be a bad guy.
And Ryan Reynolds, it may come, because it's looking like Blake is not good.
Yeah.
And so if...
And Ryan's
Yeah, I'm actually. I'd like to also offer a correction. I'm seeing some stories here. I'm Googling Dave Grohl. I may have.
It's not his birthday, or he's not America's favorite family man.
Not America's favorite family man in any longer. A retraction and apologies.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Three other family men that we all seem to like.
We're doing what?
That we all seem to like. There's been some questionable things with one of them, but like it's okay still. Okay. Not bad. No, okay. Dave Grohl.
Okay.
They are also musicians and they're filming a holiday movie together.
Three musicians filming a holiday movie together.
They're brothers.
Oh my God, if you say Joe Bros.
They are filming a holiday movie for Disney Plus. Yes, they are. Priyanka's in it as well, which will be interesting.
Mm. That's the only, they're still married, right?
Yeah, and Kevin and I forgot her name.
Kevin.
Danielle, I think.
Danielle, yes. No.
Jamie White, you know that I'm making this joke for you. She's called him Rusty for years, so much so that I legit thought his name was Rusty.
No. There is a Frankie. He's the youngest. He was like their manager.
Like the Cooper Manning?
Yeah.
They're filming the movie for what? Disney Plus? Is that what he said?
Oh. No idea what it's about, though, but
returning
should come
to
out this year.
The Disney. I like it. Yeah.
Can Joe act?
Yeah.
He can?
Yeah.
Have you seen Camp Rock?
No. But. All I've seen
is... Everyone's favorite movie.
I'm going to say this. Nick is awesome in Jumanji.
Oh my God, that's one of my favorite movies.
He's so good.
So good.
The second Jumanji is a little bit...
Yeah.
I don't like...
It's not as
good. Danny DeVito and Danny Glover don't do it for me. The way the first one was just...
And Jack Black
is the so good.
Kevin Hart.
So good. And the hot redhead.
I blow up when I eat cake.
Okay, we got time for one more.
Good evening.
Good evening.
An end to this 11-year saga of this man who lost $765 million worth of Bitcoin.
Oh my God.
On a hard drive. Remember that this story in the news? He is on a hard drive. He lost the hard drive. He's been petitioning. It's somewhere in the dump. He wants to look through the dump to
try
to find it.
Can we have a moment to talk about this?
Mm-hmm.
Because I just want to say this. I was on his side for the longest time because it's like... Dude, I will buy the town a new town if you just let me dig it up.
Yes.
But if you think about it, he is a total jerk. Because when you... So he had a hard drive that he had 8,000 Bitcoins on. And 8,000 Bitcoin at the time was probably worth $49 max. Because they were like 0.000. It was like nothing. They were worth nothing. When you dispose of electronics... You are supposed to dispose of electronics like you take them to Best Buy or they have the like shredded
the
events
specific,
where you can get rid of your electronics so they're not corrupting our landfills with harsh chemicals.
Mm.
But this jackhole put it in a trash bag and let the people take it.
Mm.
So now he's like, oops, I threw away a computer. I need it back. And it's like, well... maybe had you dispose of it properly, you could go to Best Buy or whoever in... England and ask for it back, but you didn't.
It's a good point, actually. So, it's a really good point.
I hadn't thought about that. I don't know. He just tossed it like that.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I say this as a person who's done the exact same thing 1,000 times. Like, it costs $25 to get rid of a TV at Best Buy or something, and that's the proper thing to do. It costs $0 to find a construction dumpster and hurl it into it.
Yeah.
So
the sketchier the alley, the better.
Thank you. But anyway, the saga's over.
He's been petitioning the city to let him dig through. They don't want him to dig through because it's going to release harmful chemicals if you start digging up the dump.
Yeah, because it starts to turn into radon and other gases underneath there as the trash breaks down.
So it finally went before a judge, and the judge ruled in favor of the council, meaning that the drive's going to be... buried forever.
There is 760 some million.
$765 million on a hard drive somewhere that is just buried forever.
Can we go?
Do you guys want to go?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.